Hey, Randall.
Hey, Joey, how's it going?
It's not going too bad, man. I appreciate you starting off by asking me. I was going to ask you the same thing. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. A little tired, but
yeah. Hey, right. Yeah, hey, it looks like you're the business owner here, so that's pretty common when it comes to business owners.
Yeah,
you guys definitely work a lot for sure, and we help you stay busy, so that's awesome. So, all right, so it looks like you're at, is it Gutter Tech Rain Solutions? Is that the name of the company?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, perfect. And do you have any questions about the program, obviously, like aside from the pricing?
Yeah, I'm not so, Lulu filled me in on the first page of Google.
Yep.
So my business will show up. It's like a monthly thing.
Yep. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. We can go into a little bit more depth, but yeah, that's basically it in a nutshell. So in order for me to really find out like exactly how much the package is going to be, I got to find out just a little bit more about the business. That way I can get you some accurate pricing. So do you want to tell me a little bit about your Rate Gutter, I guess, solutions company? Like, so what do you guys do exactly?
We replace and repair aluminum seamless gutters, and we do gutter guards also, and cleaning, really just anything gutters.
Okay. All right, perfect. And looks like you've been pretty much residential for most of it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Beautiful. Okay. And it also looks like you're looking at around 30 mile radius, and you've been how long have you been in business for? January, right? January 23?
Yep. That's correct.
Okay. Hey, look, fairly new business. You know, the toughest for a business owner is always going to be the first 2 years. And the reason for that is because you normally have, it's very rare that you have a trifecta. What I mean by that is it's rare that you have a business owner that's really good at doing rain gutters in your example, and really good at sales, and really good at marketing. It just doesn't happen, you know.
It's extremely
common. So the reason that most businesses fail is because you don't have those three. Okay. Now, what we do is that we basically put that investment in one portion of it, which is going to be the marketing aspect of it. Right. Your job is to do a great job in, obviously, talking to your customers and your clients, making sure that you're getting jobs, and then doing a good job whenever you're installing or replacing your rain gutters. What we want to do is that we want to take that burden away from you of not only doing a great job, but then also having to look for your work or doing word of mouth and say, hey, I did a great job. Can you tell your friends or family, or do you have five friends or family members that own a home that I want to do the house for, right? So you're also doing all those things at once. So the benefit of this is that you kind of take that away from you, puts that pressure on us, and allows us to just continue to feed you more customers and clients, which obviously that's where your investment comes from, right? So what I did was I went ahead and I answered a couple of keywords here. Are you pretty familiar with how, like, I know you gave me the loose end of it, but have you ever done any type of like Google work before? I see you were Home Advisors, but as far as like being ranked on Google or thing, have you ever done that before?
No, I haven't. I'm fairly new to all that. I've always had people to always work for somebody who figured all that out.
Okay.
Pretty new to it. I don't really know too much about it.
Perfect. All right, great. So it gives me a really clear way of how I can explain this to you. So let me show you where your investment is going to come from. What I did was I went ahead and typed in your rain gutters, basically near me, that's in your area. And what it looks like, it looks like there was about 1,200 searches. So we get a report every single month to see how many searches are done in a specific area for a specific like product, right? In your case, all I did was type in rate gutter replacements near me. And then we just take a look and see how many people in your area within a 50-mile radius is looking for your service. And right now, it looks like it's about 1,413. So about 1,400 searches that was done just last month. When you have a Google business profile and you're not ranking in those specific keywords, that's basically what you're missing out on. That was for the last 30 days. So knowing the type of work that you do, right, out of the 1,400 searches that's done, once we start getting you ranked on page one on Google, and people are able to see your business, how many customers do you feel out of the 1,400 that you'd be able to get?
Actual jobs done?
Actual jobs completed and done. No wrong
answer. 1 month?
1 month.
I would say I can do three a day. I can do three full houses a day.
Oh, wow.
That's my bag.
Okay. Let's just stick with three.
Yeah.
Let's just say you could do three a day, all right? So you're obviously, you know, crushing it at that point, right? If you're doing three a day every single day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So let's just say you did three a month, right? Let's say that once we get you ranking on those specific keywords where people are literally looking, I need a rain gutter replacement. They look at your site, they click on yours, they see everything is great, and they choose you. You want to factor in how much money do you feel like you're going to get out of those three just in a month, right? And then that way you can factor in how much you want to invest in when it comes to Google. So that's the power of Google, right? You're basically getting in front of billions of people, and we're hyper-focusing on a specific thing, which is even though there's 9 billion searches every single day on Google, you don't want that. You want to narrow it down.
Yeah, not too much.
It's way too much, right? Like you're not, you know, you don't have like 5,000 people working for you, right? So maybe one day you'll get there, and we'll go with the ride for you. But right now, you know, you just want to capture that small amount of people that are in your area, because what that does is that helps you stay consistent throughout your years, right? So every business owner knows you're always going to have your ups and you're always going to have your downs. But when you do marketing correctly, it flattens that curve. So it's smaller hills up and down where you stay consistent throughout the year, and then you're able to handle the appropriate amount of work. And then once you're ready to expand and get more clients on your side, like more employees, then we turn up the juice a little bit, and then boom, now we start marketing a little bit stronger. So that's basically what happens. So that's Google and the power of Google in a nutshell. So what we'll do for you is we'll get you on first place placement on Google. We're a Google Premier partner, right? So we partner with Google. Doesn't mean that we are Google. That's going to allow you to get ranked on page one on Google within 30 to 45 days. National average right now is 3 to 6 months, okay? We'll also get you a website. I was looking at your site right now. When I go to it, is this a site that you built, or who built this?
Oh, I don't even have a site. I have a Facebook page.
Yeah, so I see the Facebook page, but then it took me to, maybe it's just not set up right. Hang on. Yeah, it took me to a website. That's why I was wondering. I was like, this don't even look.
Because I saw a website, right. it was like Rain Solutions Gutters Tech instead of Gutters Tech Rain Solutions.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
kind of what
I'm like. Okay. Well, let me put that into perspective for you then. Yeah, I think they are exactly in Texas. Yeah, that's what is coming up. So let me give you a good example as to why it's important to have appropriate marketing. Because what happens is that if somebody's even looking for your company and they type in your name, it's literally popping up with somebody else's information. Think about how many people you're giving business cards to and say, hey, my company is Gutter Tech Rain Solutions. And you're like, oh, okay. Hey, remember that guy that does gutters? Yeah. Oh, what was it? Gutter Tech Rain Solutions? Yeah. Let's go ahead and type that in. Boom, they're typing it in and it's coming up with somebody in Texas. I mean, that alone, you're losing a lot of customers and businesses. So what we do is that we fix all that for you. We make sure that you're actually getting ranked where you're supposed to be getting ranked, especially for your name. But then we're also going to hyper-focus on those keywords, rain gutter replacements near me, brand new rain gutters, rain guards, whichever. You let us know, and then that's the ones you're going to also rank for as well. So when it comes to pricing, I appreciate you listening in, just because I was trying to focus on what we can do for you here. And because you're a new business, we are able to apply VIP pricing for you. So to give you an example, everything that we do is 2-month verbal agreement, okay? Verbal, meaning that there's no contract. Now, you can do 3, 6, or 12 months if you wanted to. That's no problem. But typically, it's month to month. Your pricing is going to be flat rate, meaning that if you get 100 calls, you do not get charged anymore, okay? So you can get as many calls as you want. You can pick and choose what jobs you want. It's always going to be a flat rate. And normally it's $499 a month in order for us to do that service. However, with the VIP pricing, I'm going to bring it down to $249. That's going to be month to month. And what we'll also do is there's a $99 setup fee, okay? Because what we can do for you is we can build a website, a fully functioning website. You can pick your domain name, you know, guttertechrainsolutions.com as an example. We'll fully build a website for you. While we're building out your Google Business Profile, we'll add your website on there too. So that's another avenue that's included in the price. And then we'll also set up your Facebook. So right now you have Facebook. Is it a business profile page? It wasn't coming up here for me. Let's see.
So I'm not really good at marketing and Facebook and really all the social media stuff. So I had one of my friends, I don't know the difference between a business page and a personal page. Is it just a personal page turned into that? Because I think I'm pretty sure it's a business page.
Yeah. Yep. So
I'm pretty sure it's a business page.
Yeah, that's a great question. Facebook. Let me see if I can find it. So they are two separate. Now you can use your personal Facebook to market yourself. That's fine. But what we do is that we separate it, and you'll have an actual legitimate business profile. So I'm looking at it right now. Let me click on it.
Okay.
What we got here.
I have my personal and a business. So I definitely have a business. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so Rain, so see, it's happening again. So when I type in Gutter Tech Rain, Rain Tech Gutter is popping up. Yeah, this all gotta get. Yeah, we gotta clean up all this, cause you're gonna be dropping businesses.
Yeah, you know, we definitely do, man.
Clients for sure.
Well,
I mean, that's
all of it.
Yep. Yeah, no. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, because we're a premier Google partner, we can only work with certain people in the area, and we can only work with one. So once we work with you as a gutter tech, we cannot hire anybody else as a gutter tech that's in your area. We don't compete with each other. We want to be competitive with your other competitors, right? And make sure that you're ranking on all those keywords. That's why we called you, because when we see stuff like this, we see a great opportunity. We see that you're doing great work. Looks like you have some reviews. And what we want to do is that we want to capitalize on that, right? We want to make sure that people are actually showing, or you're actually seeing, you know, a lot of that results as well. Okay. So between the website build, the Facebook business profile where we'll do the advertisements, and also getting you ranked on page one on Google, which one of those do you feel is going to be like your favorite part of the program?
So say that one more time, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So out of the three things, the website, getting ranked on page one on Google, and then also for Facebook marketing for your business page, which one of those are like the best part of your program? Like what's your favorite part of the program, I guess?
All that sounds good, dude, because I don't know much about about that side of it. I work hard.
as you should.
The getting it straightened out and having my information pop up and not somebody else's whole business, that's what I'm looking forward to, and having a website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that is for sure one of the biggest problems that we see, especially with newer businesses within that 2-year mark. Like I said, that's the main reason why they fail. So what we also will do for you as well, on top of all three of those, we're not the type of company that says, hey, we're going to do this for you and you just kind of hope for the best. We're going to get you enrolled into our custom tracking and reporting system. So you're going to be able to see exactly what we're doing. You're going to be able to see all the keywords that we're typing in. You're going to see all the keywords that you're ranking on page one for. You're going to see, it's called impressions. You're going to see all the people that are seeing your website and seeing your Google Business Profile. You're going to see how many people are clicking on it. And you can get a report every single month. So you can see, hey, I'm paying Local Splash $249 a month. Where is it going? You know, I haven't gotten a call today. So like what's going on? You can go on there and see, oh, here's what they're doing. Oh, they are calling me. Oh man, maybe these are numbers that I just didn't pick up or this. And then you can kind of just figure it out from there, right? You always can call us and let us know. We can help you. We can change keywords if you want. If you're like, you know, hey, I'm getting jobs that are, you know, I just expanded. So now I'm also doing roofing. Great. We're going to start adding roofing onto your keywords too, to start ranking you on there as well. So obviously with everything that I just went through, because this is going to be month to month, there's no contract at all, I'm sure this is something that you'd like to take advantage, at least give it a shot. That way we can at least
prove it to you. Oh, I'm going to. Absolutely.
Okay.
No, I feel like you guys, could help me out a lot. So I'm definitely going to give you guys a shot. That's for sure.
Okay. Perfect. Well, look, at the end of the day, I know we're not face to face and, I'd love to shake your hand, but, let me go through
Absolutely.
A couple of things here with you. I'll get you all squared away and get you all set up. Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right. Perfect. So I got to make sure everything is correctly here. So we got Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. Is that the correct spelling?
Just one L. Just one L.
Okay. And spell your last name for me.
D-U-V-A-L-L. Duval.
Duval.
Yeah.
All right. And what's a good email address for you?
It'd be D-U-V-A-L-L-R-C at iCloud.com. I'm getting a business email set up also. But yeah, I just want to make sure that I have access and all that stuff, and I didn't forget the password, so I just want to be safe right now.
So, and let me give you another insider secret. So, anytime you get a business email, always have a backup and have a free email. Have like Yahoo, Gmail, iCloud, something like that. Because when you have a business email, you have to pay for it. Sometimes, like, you know, let's say you pay, you know, 5 years out. You may forget, credit card gets expired, and then it shuts down your email, and then you can't get into anything. So you always have a backup. So it's definitely important. All right. And let's see here. So let's go ahead and update that. All right. And then for the business location, so what's the address, business address?
I work out of my apartment and just kind of on in the field pretty much. I don't have a actual business address. Do you want me to give you like where my business is, what the address of my business is?
Yep. Yeah. And we can hide all of that too. Like, so like nobody's going to your actual like house, like showing up to your house or anything like that. So we can hide that when it's on the Google business profile and things like that. So, what's the address for it?
It's 826 Old Airport Road, Greenville, South Carolina.
Yep. See that?
29607.
607. Mm-hmm. All right. And no site, and you are in Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
How's the weather over there?
Oh, it's still hot. Still hot.
it's like record breaking temperatures in the East Coast, right? Like it's usually cold around this time, or at least chilly.
Not quite. It usually waits till about like probably November to really start feeling good.
Okay. Well,
like we're right above Georgia, so it's like, oh man.
Oh yeah, you're right in that weird spot where it's like, you know, the further south is going to be warmer, further north is going to be colder. So you're kind of like, right in that little sweet
we're
spot.
The equator of United States.
Yeah, the equator. Yeah, well, I never thought of it that way, but yeah, you're pretty much the equator of the United States. That's funny. All right, so obviously Randall Duval. Okay, and the name on your card, is it the same? Same name,
Randall Duval.
Any middle initial?
Yeah. Check. Nope, just Randall Duval. That's what was the total price?
Yep, total price. Flat is $249. No setup fee, no nothing. Just $249.
Perfect. Yeah, done.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yep. All right. And any authorized users? Like, do you want anybody additional to be have access to this account, or is it just you?
Nope.
All right. Yeah. Best phone number to reach you at is the 864-329-5670.
Yep, that's correct.
All right. Preferred language is English, I assume, right?
Yeah, probably not. Probably shouldn't put Chinese down. I don't know too much.
I was going to put Spanish on there because you sounded a little. So.
He said, just figure it out, man.
Yeah. You just nod your head and say, okay, yep, all right, great.
Yeah,
great,
like, yep, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Super price.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so services that you offer, is it replacement gutters?
It's gutter installation.
Gutter installation, okay. So
gutter repair, gutter replacement.
Repair.
Anything gutters.
Anything gutter. What made you get into like the gutter repair business? Like what?
Well, I started a construction job, and I was doing insulation and stuff, and they had a gutter crew that I kept seeing, and I inquired about it, and I started on one of the trucks, and I was just really good at it, and about 3 months in, I was one of the top earners, and never really looked back, just kind of kept climbing and climbing and climbing, and
wow.
Started saving up, and now I got all the tools, everything I've ever needed for, you know, doing jobs, trailers, trucks. I just was always doing it for somebody else, making everybody else money, and I'm tired of it.
Yep.
I'm trying to make me money.
That's the American dream. I always tell people, you know, we get some people that want to do marketing, and they're like, hey, I already work a full-time job, and I do this on the side. I'm like, well, that's great, because, you know, the American dream is, you know, you want to work for somebody first, save up some money, you know, you need to pay your bills, but then on the side, you want to work on your craft, right? Something you want to do on yourself, because there's nobody that's been rich by working for somebody else. I'll tell you that. So if you want to make really good money, you know, you got to work for it, but you're also looking at getting paid for it as well. So it's good that you're doing it.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see here. Let's take a look and see when we're going to schedule you. So let me give you some time frames here just so you have a really accurate way of what we do. So day one to day three, we're going to schedule your client interview. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes. What I want you to do, you're not driving or anything right now, right?
Right now I'm not, but I got about probably 15 minutes before I got to get off here.
Yeah, that's fine. We're going to be done probably in about 10. What I'm going to do is I'll send you a text message with our number. I want you to save that because day one to day three, we're going to schedule the time. So what time between you rather morning, noon, or a little bit later for us to
probably meet up? I would say around noonish.
Noon?
Would you guys be able to set that up for Monday?
The call? Yeah, I could do it Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do Monday.
Monday what? We're California, so 12 is 9 a.m. our time. So you want to do 12 your time? Noon?
Yep, 12 my time. Perfect. If that works for you guys.
Nobody else has that spot, so that's perfectly fine. So let me go here, noon. All right. I'll go ahead and get you saved up there. Perfect. Okay. And then, so that'd be Monday. And that is, what is that, the 9th? Yeah, the 9th. I'll send you a calendar invite, too, just so you have it. So.
Yeah, nice. Perfect.
All right. And you guys are already ready. Are you licensed by any chance? Do you have a license? Are you insured?
Yeah, I have an LLC.
Perfect. Okay, cool. All right, and I got your Facebook business page. You do need a website. And
yeah.
You don't have a domain name, anything like that, right? We're getting you a domain name as well?
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Okay.
Just a Facebook business page.
Okay, that's okay. And the areas that you want to be seen in, is that going to be in your town, or where do you want to go? So do you want to do Greenville, South Carolina in about 20, 30 mile radius?
Yep, that sounds good.
All right, so let's go ahead and do that. 20, 30 mile radius. And what's a good way to get in contact with you? Phone, text, or email? And we can contact you on all three if you want.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Probably phone.
All right. Okay, got that. All right, so let me go. And what are your hours of operation?
Whenever they need to be. I'd say 8 to 8, Monday through Friday.
All right, 8 a.m. to last time I said that to somebody, they said 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I was like, man, if somebody calls you 4 o'clock in the morning, he's like, yep, I'll wake up, I'll book the appointment, and I'll do it either then, or I'm like, man, that is crazy.
I'm not waking up at 4 to book anybody. I don't think I want to work for them if they're up at 4. Just working.
Yo, I said the same thing, but I'm like, you know, I'm nobody to judge. I was like, I'll put it down if you want. Just remember what you're saying.
This 8 to 8's good, man.
All right. So, let me go ahead and Before I do anything as far as charging you, I have to read off the terms of service and things like that. But before we do that, the card that you have here, is it a Master Visa Discover? What is it?
It's going to be a Visa card.
Okay. And then what is the card number whenever you're ready?
Okay. It's 4482330118913052. Again, that's 4482330118913052.
Perfect. And expiration date?
It's going to be 03/26.
3/26. And code on the back.
Code on the back is going to be 546.
All right. Let's go ahead and update that. All right, so let me just go ahead and read this real quick for you, and we should be all set. So before I process your payment, I'm going to go ahead and walk you through what I call a voice verification recording. The reason is because I do have you on a discount. It's already prepaid, and everything is already going to be set up for you. So what I'm going to do while I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand, just do me a favor, just go ahead and stop me. That way we can review. I'll go ahead and clarify. Just say, hey, Joey, look, I don't know what this means. And then what I'll do, I'll just rephrase it for you. And I'll make sure before we move forward, we understand. Okay. So what I want to say is, welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance, outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and an added form of protection for you. Just to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Gutter Tech Range Solutions.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Randall Duvall, owner-operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You get to choose some security questions here. You get to choose mother maiden name, city you were born, or your pet's first name. Wait, your first pet name, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if your pet got a last name, but.
I'm going to do mother's maiden.
Mother's maiden, and then go ahead with the answer.
R-I-C-E, Rice.
Oh, like Jerry Rice, R-I-C-E.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, football, Jerry Rice, yeah, so.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and save that. All right, perfect. And then let me go ahead and go here. And then we're doing a discount, so let me just apply that for you. $249 for the SEO website. And then also for the Facebook. So we're set there. And then we'll be done. All right.
Did you, that text message never came through either with your number?
I will send that for you in just a second here.
Alrighty.
All right, and we got. All right, so I believe. Let me just go through here. Did you? Are you finally done for the day, or?
Yeah, I'm down for the day. I'm about to take my girlfriend on a date.
Where you guys go? Where you guys going?
Probably P.F. Chang's. We like that spot a lot.
Oh, P.F. Chang's? I don't think I've ever been there.
Oh yeah. Oh man, you're missing out. The place is amazing.
Yeah. What do they have? Like, what do they serve?
It's like a Chinese bistro. It's like my favorite is orange chicken.
You can't go wrong with orange chicken. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
unless you're going to the mall, but.
Might be a little sketchy when you're doing it that way, but.
Yeah. I'm an orange chicken fanatic.
That is funny. All right. So, yeah. So it looks like you are all set and, it looks like you're all set and ready to go. We got your phone number. We got your information. I got you scheduled in there for Monday at 9 a.m. I'm sorry. Monday 12 your time, 9 o'clock our time, but it's 12 o'clock your time for your client interview. And that way they'll walk you through the entire process as well. Let me go ahead, and before I go, I'm going to send you my phone number and my information. I'm going to send it to you as a text, so bear with me one moment here. And let me know as soon as you got that.
All right, I got it.
You got it? Okay, I'm going to send you one more here. That way you can kind of do a little bit of research. It's going to be for your website. So you can take a look at a couple of designs that we have there. You could take a look at some of the work that we've done already for our customers and clients. And that way it gets you a little bit excited, gets you a little more, you know, hey, this is what I want to do. This is what I want my site to look like. And it gives you some ideas going. That way you're kind of prepared for Monday, and then you're all set and ready to go, okay?
Perfect, man. Sounds awesome.
All right, I just sent that to you now, so just let me know if you got that. I think we'll be all set. I'll give you a call if you have any other questions.
All right, hang on. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I got all the information now.
Cool. Yep, you're all set. All right, man. Hey, congratulations. I appreciate it. You know, it's obviously exciting to get a new business owner up and running and getting you moved. You have all my information. You give me a call. You have my extension. You can leave me a voicemail, whichever the case may be. I'll also shoot you an email as well, just so you have that and we could communicate there. That way I'll be your point of contact. If you ever need anything, just let me know. We do a white glove service here, so we want to make sure that you feel welcome as well. Do you have any other questions or concerns for me before I let you go?
No, you've been amazing, man. Very knowledgeable, and I really appreciate your time.
Hey, not a problem at all. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Well, you know, best of luck to you guys and your date. You know, don't get no trouble or anything like that. And you guys have yourself a great rest of your day. All right.
All right, Joe. I appreciate it, man. You have a good one.
No problem, Randall. Take care. Bye.
All right.